WTW News Time is 8:04. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. If you are an Atmos Energy customer and have automatic payments made through your bank, keep an eye on your account balance. The Atmos Energy Facebook page has confirmed overcharging customer accounts. Atmos customers have posted they've had 10 times their bill being drafted from their bank accounts since the weekend. Atmos spokeswoman Jennifer Ryan says 27,000 customers were affected.
It's rather isolated and a small amount of people, but we are going to find out exactly what caused it. We know that the damage has been done and that we are just reversing all those payments and reimbursing them as soon as possible.
Ryan says they don't know what caused the billing error, but they don't believe their system was hacked. The Atmos Facebook page, which you can get to through our website at WTAW.com, says they'll reverse the charges, including overdraft fees, within 1 to 3 days. Two crashes in the Twin Cities yesterday afternoon affected traffic. The southbound lanes of Highway 47 between Leonard Road and Villa Maria were closed after a dump truck failed to yield the right-of-way and struck an SUV, causing the SUV to roll over and catch fire. Bryan police say the driver of the SUV received injuries not believed to be life-threatening. In College Station, the intersection of Rock Prairie and Rio Grande was closed for more than 2 hours after a car turned into the path of a motorcycle. Police report the man and woman on the motorcycle were taken to College Station Medical Center. The driver and two passengers in the car were not hurt. No names have been released from the noon hour wreck in front of Brian Bachman Park. That makes 6 people hospitalized from 5 wrecks over the last 10 days in College Station. For the second time, Blinn College Administrator Ted Raspiller is leaving for a position in Virginia. Dr. Raspiller, who returned to Blinn to become president of Brazos County campuses, has been hired as the next president of John Tyler Community College campuses in Chester and Midlothian, Virginia. A one-time dean at Blinn, Raspiller was a department head at Old Dominion University before returning to Blinn in 2010. He will start his new job in July. Blinn officials say a job posting to begin a national search will be done in the next 2 weeks. And for the second time in 3 days, Atmos Energy crews repaired a punctured natural gas line. Yesterday afternoon, they were sent to the A&M West campus near the Rosenthal Center, where university officials say a small line was hit. 30 minutes later, the decision was made to evacuate the Borlaug Center and move those people to the Horticulture and Forest Science Building. Students, faculty, and staff were allowed to re-enter about 2 hours later. Meanwhile, because of campus development, about 200 international A&M students will have to find new places to live come June 1st. They need furniture, too. Off-campus Aggies President Will Ellis says they're joining the Graduate Student Council to collect household items today, tomorrow, and Thursday.
We'll be taking donations of clothing, linens, non-perishables, books, electronics, toiletries, and any and all types of furniture. We would be glad to take. And that can include, you know, dressers, couches, bed frames, anything, any and all furniture we're willing to take.
Ellis says donations can be dropped off from 8:30 to 5 at Lot 84 near Fred Dollar Food Services Commissary on Agronomy Road. And victims of the West explosion were told during their latest town hall meeting that 100 tons of debris was taken away last weekend by 600 volunteers, putting in a combined 4,000 hours. Mayor Tommy Mushka says the city council has approved moving into trailers as temporary housing for 1 year, stressing the word temporary.
That will run out May 2014, so this is not going to be permanent. We're not going to have a trailer. West is not turning into a trailer park.
Mushka was asked about the safety of produce growing in home gardens hit by the explosion.
I went to my house and I got some really, really nice looking tomato plants. Now I can tell you that everybody got a really good dose of fertilizer, so your yard's going to be growing. I have someone here that would like to explain. He said the tomatoes are fine. Wash them off, eat them. There's nothing wrong with the plants that you have in your garden.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can watch the YouTube video of the town hall meeting. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two materials, and used drill pipe. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary number one material, and new structural pipe. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask the competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Green Teams welcomes Capture Technology at Crescent Point to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Capture Technology at Crescent Point uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
8:11, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. Here's the weather.
High pressure responsible for today's sunshine. It'll be warm. Highs are going to be at least 80 this afternoon. We should be partly cloudy overnight with lows near 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny and turning a little warmer. Highs will be 80 to 85. By tomorrow night, clouds will start increasing across the area. It'll be warm, almost a bit humid. Temperatures will be around 65 to 70. And we'll have some showers and thunderstorms developing Thursday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Oh, it's Tuesday. We didn't play music this morning, did we?
No, we didn't.
Busy. And I actually, yesterday, thought of a song.
The morning's not over.
Oh, I know, but I thought of a song. We may not.
Speaking of music, last night, do you ever watch like Live from Daryl's House?
I don't know what that means.
Me neither, but it sounds funny.
Wait. Leah's nodding.
I've seen it.
You've seen it?
I've seen it. Yes, okay. I have.
It's Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates. And he has just random artists come over to his house and they play.
Is this on a network of some kind, or is it Rabbit Ear?
I want to say it was on Access, but it started online and picked up enough popularity online. It's an awesome show, and it was with Rob Thomas yesterday. It's really, really good.
Who is he?
Matchbox 20.
Oh, okay, all right.
But the two of them harmonize very well.
Okay.
And next time you're bored looking at something, it's really a pretty good show.
Okay. That was our non sequitur for this morning.
Well, you were talking music.
Oh, that was sequitur. That was sequitur. Okay, that was sequitured. Yeah, that's true. Okay. All right. So Leah's here. You heard that, and Priscilla's here. Priscilla, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Here from the chamber. So it's time to play Jethro trivia. This one is pretty interesting. Okay. It's an exciting world of boredom today. Exciting world of boredom. So what we'll do is actually we'll let the guests go first today. We'll let Leah go first, and then Priscilla, and then Kevin, and then finally Kat. So one of the big hits at a recent boredom conference, and there is such a thing, was which of these sessions? A speaker who read off the names of all 415 colors in a paint catalog in alphabetical order.
Oh, my goodness.
B, a speaker who showed pictures of everyday objects that looked like clouds if you squint. C, conference goers going to a nearby store with the speaker's girlfriend while she tried on clothes. Or D, a presentation called Things I Found at the Bottom of My Bag at the End of the Day. Once again, the exciting world of boredom at a boring conference. That's the name of it, not what it was. A, the speaker read off the names of all 415 colors in a paint catalog in alphabetical order. B, the speaker showed pictures of everyday objects that looked like clouds if you squint. C, conference goers went to a nearby store with the girlfriend, speaker's girlfriend, while she tried on clothes. And D, a presentation called Things I Found in the Bottom of My Bag at the End of the Day. Leah.
Things I Found at the Bottom of My Bag.
D, okay. Priscilla?
And it's which was the most boring?
Well, it's just, no, this was an actual presentation. Only one of these was an actual presentation at the boring conference.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think which would be the most boring, so I'm going to go with A.
A, the speaker who read off the names of all 415 colors in the paint catalog. Okay, Kevin.
I'm going with A as well.
Yay. Yeah,
okay, and Kat.
I'm also going with A.
Oh.
Well, okay. Well, so the off-time winner by herself today, the answer is A. That's right. Mm-hmm. People sat and listened to someone who read off all of the names of the colors from a paint catalog.
Boring.
Session was actually called, like, watching paint dry. The Boring Conference started in 2010 when a conference called Interesting was canceled. Somebody named James Ward, whoever that happens to be, who, let's see, James Ward, who maintains...
Boring.
Yeah, something. Let's see, maintains a blog called I Like Boring Things. Jokingly tweeted that he was thinking of filling the gap by organizing a conference called Boring. Lots of people tweeted back at him saying that he actually should arrange such a thing, and so he did.
Bueller.
So he did. The program is short presentations on topics as mundane as toast and car park roofs and other things.
I'm wondering how much the tickets were.
I don't know. We probably ought to
pay me to go.
No. I think I'd enjoy it after this fast-paced lifestyle.
Here? This is fast-paced?
Pretty darn fast-paced.
How long does it take you
in
to get
newsroom,
to work?
In the newsroom. It's fast-paced.
How long does it take you to get to work?
I'm not telling people where I live.
Okay. Anyway, let's see.
She walks here, doesn't
it's
she?
It's an elevator ride from the basement.
Yeah. Well, actually, they had a link here of a story. Slate actually has a story on it if you want to read it today. And after all, if your job's boring, why not read that and go, wait a minute, my job is really exciting. All right, you had an exciting weekend at the animal, at the Humane Society, did you not?
We did. Nothing boring about most of what we do. Uh-huh. You never know what you're going to get day to day. We have people all the time coming
It's like Forrest Gump.
You read my mind.
Thank you.
You never know what we're going to get. We have people all the time saying, well, I'm looking for this or I'm looking for that. And they can do breed weight. A lot of times we say just, wait another week, and I'm sure we'll get it in, because we do get a little bit of everything. We still have those two rats that I talked about a while ago.
Sure.
They did not get adopted on a dog-a-thon.
Do the rats have names?
Bree and Pepperjack.
Cute.
Oh, well, okay. That's cute.
And they're very friendly.
Oh, they're
I've taken one to radio stations and the news station as well.
Really?
So they're very social rats. They're going to make somebody great little pets or classroom pets or something.
How long do rats live?
Several years, actually. I think up into the neighborhood of up to 5 years, 7 years
Take them to a bar with you, if they're social. Great way to meet girls.
Sure.
Hey, you want to meet my rat?
Yeah. Actually, rats are not, you know, nasty rats, but those kind of rats are cute. I had a friend who had some rats, and they were really cute.
I personally would never own one. My sister did when we were kids, but anyhow, that's a whole other story.
I have too many cats.
Probably. So we had Adopt-a-thon this weekend. We did 26 adoptions. So it was a pretty good number of adoptions. If you look at the percentage as a whole, we cleared out a good chunk of the dogs, but don't worry, animal control fills it right back up.
Yes, I'm sure.
So especially with this being springtime puppy and kitten season, we are still in need of foster homes. If you have signed up to be a foster, please respond to the emails. It's the, you know, ultimately the only way we could save the lives of some of these puppies and kittens that come in. They're too young to be adopted out. They need to go into foster homes because we don't have the space, nor is it a ideal setting to raise puppies or kittens at the shelter. So we do need them to go out into foster homes. It's a great way to have a temporary commitment. And you know, there's a lot of people in this community that maybe you're only here part of the year, they travel, whatever the circumstances might be. But, you know, a companion for while they're here is something they're interested in. We put the puppies and kittens into foster care, obviously, because they're too young to be adopted out. Everything we adopt out is 8 weeks and at least 2 pounds. None of the vets will spay or neuter anything under 2 pounds. So everything leaves our building spayed and neutered. So that's something we're considering, along with we get the pregnant mamas in. And then we have a handful of adoptable, fully happy, healthy, friendly dogs we put into foster care for PetSmart. And they go to PetSmart on Saturdays to do the adoptions there. So it's a great opportunity to get some additional exposure for those animals. And sometimes those dogs are just dogs we just don't know a lot about. They don't show real well in the kennels, and they get into a home, we find a little bit more about them. And it maybe works well for people who have, you know, sometimes it's elderly people who don't necessarily have the time or abilities to housebreak a puppy and so forth. But if they get an adult dog that they know what they're getting into, they're looking a little bit more appealing to adopt. So if you're interested in foster care, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, and you will see you will see information under services and so on and so forth. There's the Foster 411, and it'll tell you all the information about what you need to do to become a foster home. You need to come to an orientation. There's one tonight at 5:30 and tomorrow at 5:30, and that's open to those that are interested in foster care and general volunteers as well. So if you're looking to make some summer plans and volunteering something you want to do. For the summer, if you're looking for summer plans, we have kids camps this year. Our first one is June 10th, 11th, and 12th, and they will range from speakers about companion animals to exotics to livestock and your other various large animals as well. So if you're interested in that, get your kids signed up. If you're interested yourself in maybe wanting to be a camp counselor, we have a couple of teachers that are on summer break that are coming to be camp counselors, and it's just day camps. It's a three-day day camp, and you can choose to sign up for all three camps. There's one in June, July, and August, or maybe just one that fits your schedule, because we know that it's going to vary throughout the summer. So again, if you're interested in signing up your kids or participating in that, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. You can find more information about that as well. So it's a great opportunity there, and it's going to be the first ones we've had of camps this year. So it's we're working out all the kinks right now as far as all the various speakers. And it's really, I mean, we've got people with reptile rescue and all sorts of, you know, various, you know, professors and so forth from the school and veterinarians as well. So really hands-on activities. They'll actually get to participate with, watch some of the, maybe not participate, but watch vaccinations be given and so forth, and understand some of the care around general companion animals, along with some of those reptiles or larger animals that this community does have, obviously, because we have the country community that has large animals. So anything you're interested in there, again, find more information on our website, aggielandhumane.org, or come out and visit us. We're 5359 Leonard Road. And we do thank everybody who came out to Adopt-A-Thon on Saturday, the volunteers, the organizations. And we're looking at, again, the first weekend in May next year as well. So if you're interested, call us.
All right. Very good. Thanks. Thank you. That's Leah here from Aggieland Humane Society on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620. And you heard also Priscilla's here this morning. So what's happening chamber-wise?
Well, we are anything but boring at the chamber.
Yeah, there you are.
We are go, go, go. And we have people in D.C. this week fighting for businesses' rights here in Bryan and College Station. So it will be exciting to hear what they did while they were there next week. We have a membership luncheon with General Joe Ramirez on June the 6th at Briarcrest Country Club, sponsored by Leadership Brazos Alumni Association. And the general will be speaking on leadership. And tickets are only $20. A table of eight is $250. Again, Thursday, June 6th, 11:45 to 1 at Briarcrest. And you can call the chamber to make your reservation. Business after hours, Thursday, May 23rd. Yes, we have two in May.
Two this month, yeah.
Yes, we just had a great one at the George Bush Library. So the next one is at Wells Fargo Bank on Briarcrest Drive. We're really excited to do it out there. Thursday, May 23rd, 5:30 to 7, bring your business cards and bring your fun attitude, because it's a great time. Then this one I'm really excited about. June 14th is our community softball classic.
Oh, yes.
Now, this year it's a little different. It's not local celebs. Well, they are celebs.
No, they are. Just different.
That's right. It's our heroes. And our firefighters against the policemen at Olson Field at Bluebell Park, and tickets are only $5. Kids 5 and under eat free, and there's going to be wonderful activities for the kids, just a great evening to, you know, tribute our first responders, and so come on out. Save the date, Friday, June 14th, and again, you can always reserve your spot by calling the chamber at 260-5200, and then moving forward into July, this is really exciting. Ladies' night. Sail away to ladies' night.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yes. And it's going to be at the Hilton Friday, July 19th. And
it's an event with a reputation.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So the theme is a cruise ship.
Oh, my.
And
the Love Boat.
Yeah. Yeah. Come aboard the Chamber Cruise Lines.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so save the date for Friday, July 19th. And again, all this information is on our website at bcschamber.org. And if you have any questions, please call 260-5200.
All right, very good. Thanks, Priscilla.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with folks on the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. It's all brought to you by the folks at Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Norman G. Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Norman G. Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Chain store sales fall. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. Sales at retail stores were 1% lower last week when compared to the week before, but the International Council on Shopping Centers did add that the numbers were around 2.5% better than the same week last year. NASDAQ and S&P 500 futures are tracking higher, and a stock we will watch today, BMC Software. Yesterday, Bain Capital and Golden Gate Capital agreed to buy the firm for almost $7 billion. BMC Software shares were down a fraction in Monday's trading. Well, if you or your child plan to go to community college after high school, a new study says you may not need as much math as others. The basic math is all you need to succeed in future careers. The data funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation suggests that students don't need advanced algebra courses unless they plan to study things like science or engineering or other computer-related courses at a four-year anniversary. The price of crude down 44 cents to $95.72 a barrel. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
I'm Dan Kelly, owner of Go Time Fitness. I'm always trying to stay top of mind with my customers, and Constant Contact has the tools to help me do that. They make it so easy. So when my daughters started a business of their own, Constant Contact was the best advice I could give them.
Dad, we're nine. It's a lemonade stand.
Never too early to start.
From deals to events, social to email, Constant Contact can help you grow your business. Find the solution that's right for you at ConstantContact.com.
It's RV Station's Brian pre-Memorial Day sale. And, you know, right now is a great time for you to go in and look because you might want to actually use your new camper on Memorial Day. And so now through May the 25th, you can save thousands on the best RV brands in the country. You can already count on RV Station for the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. But we've got the pre-Memorial Day sale going on, and you can save thousands more. You can get a 2013 Jayco Pinnacle fifth wheel for just $59,995. That is $20,600 off MSRP. The number is 23V6. Or how about a 2013 Jayco J-Flight 28BHS? It's priced at just $191 a month. It's $19,995. 10% down. Your APR is 5.99% for 44 months with approved credit. The event, though, ends on May the 25th, so don't miss the opportunity to save thousands on the RV of your dreams at RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, and you can shop over 250 campers at RV Station online.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
Researchers have pinpointed a tiny hot spot in the brain dedicated to the recognition of numerals. By directly recording the brain's electrical activity, Stanford University Medical Center neuroscientist Yosef Parvizi and his colleagues determined that this area responds specifically to numeric symbols rather than to numbers that are spelled out or that sound like other words.
We found that this numeral hotspot is almost like an island within a large sea of neuronal populations created by nature to process this type of stimuli.
He says this illustrates how evolution has prepared the brain for rapid learning, since no one has an innate ability to recognize numerals. He adds that the findings have the potential to help the nearly 25% of adults who have some type of difficulty processing numbers. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. Reserve your rooms now for the fall. Go to redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A building on A&M's West Campus was evacuated yesterday afternoon for about 2 hours after a small natural gas line was punctured. While the location was near the Rosenthal Center, those inside the Borlaug Center were moved to the Horticulture and Forest Service Building. It's the second time in 3 days Atmos Energy crews were called out to make repairs. Meanwhile, the transition to a new customer billing system at Atmos Energy has been anything but smooth. The latest glitch has Atmos customers enrolled in automatically paid bills, having their bank accounts drafted 10 times the amount they owe.
The bulk of the customers affected were in the, what we call the mid-tex area. That's north and central Texas. However, we did have some small amounts in West Texas, Louisiana, Kentucky, Colorado, and Mississippi, all the states that we do serve.
Jennifer Ryan at Atmos says 27,000 customers were affected. The Atmos Facebook page says they're working with debit card companies and expect problems to be resolved in 1 to 3 days. On our website at WTAW.com is a link to the Atmos Facebook page where you can read customer reaction and find out how to file complaints directly with the company. Today, tomorrow, and Thursday, off-campus Aggies and the Graduate Student Council are asking the community to help provide furniture for displaced students. OCA President Will Ellis says about 200 international grad students will have to relocate at the end of the month because of renovations.
The University Apartments Complex are actually being destroyed because of their old, outdated buildings. Because these apartments were already fully furnished, they were already had all the furniture needed for them. We are trying to help all those students who are going to be relocated out of there find much needed furniture.
Ellis says dressers, couches, bed frames, and other furniture should be dropped off from 8:30 to 5 at Lot 84, located at 474 Agronomy Road. Online at WTAW.com is the YouTube video of the latest town hall meeting from West. Victims heard from those still involved in recovery efforts from wildfires in Bastrop County nearly 2 years ago. Paige Webb drove up to give tips intended to help West residents clear hurdles learned the hard way in Bastrop.
Received everything. I don't care if it's Taco Bell. In our neighborhood, the HUD came in, a GLO grant. They were going to build 121 houses. Because of receipts and paid off mortgages, we're going to build 17. And that's sad.
Mayor Tommy Mushka emphasized taking all assistance available from FEMA.
Don't be shy and don't let pride get in the way here. If I can sign up with them, you can too, okay? Promise me that, because this is not the time to be proud. If we got money coming to you, we want to get that to you, and they do too.
Mushka says the city council is working with the Waco Foundation and Catholic Charities to develop a formula to best distribute money coming from private and individual donations. And three people are in the hospital following two crashes yesterday afternoon in the Twin Cities. In College Station, it's the fifth traffic accident in 10 days where a total of six people are hospitalized. In the latest mishap, yesterday during the noon hour, police report two people on a motorcycle were hit by a car at Rock Prairie in Rio Grande. No names have been released. The man and woman on the motorcycle, both of whom were wearing helmets, were taken to College Station Medical Center. Officers were told the southbound car, turning east on Rock Prairie, struck the side of the motorcycle. The driver and two passengers in the car were not hurt. The second wreck in West Bryan closed the southbound lanes of Highway 47 from Leonard Road to Villa Maria. That's after the driver of the dump truck failed to yield the right-of-way on a crossover and turned into the path of an SUV. The SUV rolled over and caught fire. The driver of the SUV was taken to a hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The driver of the dump truck was not hurt. And the president of Blinn College campuses in Brazos County is returning to Virginia. Ted Raspiller has accepted the president's job at John Tyler Community College. The one-time Blinn dean was a department head at Old Dominion University before returning to Bryan 3 years ago, first as provost, then as the local president. Blinn officials expect to post the job opening within the next 2 weeks and conduct a national search. Raspiller will continue in his current role through July. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 69 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and I've done all I can to make my teeth look their best. Here is the solution to yellow stained teeth. It's called Power Swabs, the only whitening system that uses a tooth detergent to remove the stains off your teeth so that they stay whiter longer. And the best part of Power Swabs is they work after 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free by dialing 1-800-371-5684. That's 1-800-371-5684. 800-371-5684.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at TogetherWeSave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Good morning, 8:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure responsible for today's sunshine. It'll be warm. Highs are going to be at least 80 this afternoon. We should be partly cloudy overnight with lows near 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny and turning a little warmer. Highs will be 80 to 85. By tomorrow night, clouds will start increasing across the area. It'll be warm, almost a bit humid. Temperatures will be around 65 to 70. And we'll have some showers and thunderstorms developing Thursday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, 94-year-old woman heads for 67th annual bowling tournament. That's the headline.
Wow.
94-year-old Florida woman is headed to Nevada this month for her 67th United States Bowling Congress Women's Championship Tournament. Ninni Vaska of St. Petersburg, who holds the record for consecutive participation in the tournament, said she'll participate in this year's May 21st event in Reno, despite most of her vision being taken by macular degeneration. And Ms. Vaska throws her first ball without assistance, but then needs to be told which pins are still standing so she can attempt to aim her second shot.
Wow.
That's kind of a special talent right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
no kidding.
Let's bring Chris Schenkel back for that.
So, wow, there's a name I haven't heard for a while.
The world of online dating can be exhausting if you throw yourself in headfirst. So one guy decided he'd like a little bit of hep in the form of an online dating surrogate ad on Craigslist. The Craigslist post offers $100 a week for the following duties. One, review profiles of women on three or four dating sites. Two, per criteria, you will be provided, mark as favorite all potential women to contact. Three, you'll let me know when to review favorites periodically, and I'll delete those I'm not interested in. And four, you'll write to and exchange messages with the remaining favorites and try to set dates.
So sort of he's hired a yenta for himself.
I guess that's it. It's $100 a week. One other crucial piece of qualification, quote, ideal candidate for this job would be similar to the dating candidate sought, pretty, thin, educated in her 20s or 30s.
Huh.
What do you think? He's just trying to find a girlfriend now?
Sounds like it.
Well, I'm not taking the job.
For $100 a week.
Speaking of online dating, have you seen who has a profile now?
I don't know what that means.
Martha Stewart.
That's exactly right.
Oh, well, I think I saw a story.
You can go on Match.com and find Martha.
Here it is.
Is it a joke or is it true?
After posting a profile on Match.com, Martha not surprisingly received 1,000 messages from interested suitors. She's managed to narrow it down to 5 potentially good matches. Out of those 5, she emailed 2 Monday in hopes of meeting up for coffee. She'd be pretty tough to live with, Pretty tough to live with. We, for years, had an audio drop. We used to run the Martha Stewart Show on our radio station a long time ago. It's like the Martha Stewart Minute on CBS.
That's kind of cool.
And one of the little Martha-isms that she had that we kept for years was, quote, it astonishes me how many people go through life not able to perform the simplest tasks, end quote. Okay, that's the woman you'd want to be married to?
Yeah.
Aren't you the one talking about how stupid Americans are?
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, and again, she's got money, so if that's worth it to you, I suppose. But again, it's Martha Stewart. Okay, now look, we have found this out. There was a cake. There was the outrageous wedding dress. There were the vows. There was not a marriage license.
No, I saw that this morning.
I am just...
Honey, boo-boo's heartbroken.
It was just a commitment ceremony after all?
I don't even know if there was a commitment ceremony. It could have been a let's make money ceremony.
Oh.
May not be any commitment involved except committed to make money.
I see.
I mean, if it's good enough for a Kardashian and a pro basketball player, wouldn't it be good enough for Honey Boo Boo and her little, I was going to say little sweet thing, but he's probably none of those, except a thing. A California mother of 4 made a very fortunate mistake last month when she accidentally purchased a winning lottery ticket at her local CVS.
How'd she accidentally purchase
it? Well, we're going to find out together. A single parent from Santa Ana was at the CVS picking up her weekly stack of lotto tickets, 4 Powerball tickets, and 1 Super Lotto Plus. Distracted momentarily, she accidentally put $6 into the self-serve terminal instead of the usual 5. Noticing the extra $1 in her favor, she thought, well, I might as well get another Super Lotto Plus ticket. It was the 6th ticket that, in fact, won her $14 million.
Wow.
So, good for her. That's fun. Hope she uses it well. So, people have been speculating about Steve Carell making an appearance as Michael Scott in the season finale of The Office, which will be May the 16th. While his rep said no, the newest information points to yes, he will make a cameo. On the heels of another carefully worded denial from executive producer Greg Daniels that The Office's May 16th series finale will not feature a return appearance by Steve, a source says that the Dunder Mifflin legend will, in fact, turn up in the swan song. According to sources, the return engagement really qualifies just as a cameo rather than a full-fledged guest appearance.
He was at the cast party.
Was he?
Yep.
At the
he wasn't supposed to be, but he was at the rap party.
Okay. Well.
That 10,000 people went to in Scranton.
That was the one at Scranton. Was he there? I didn't know that. Okay.
He and Rainn Wilson and the couple.
But there's 10,000 people. How can you tell who's there anyway?
And I saw the fat guy, the guy who plays Kevin.
Oh.
Who's a graduate of SMU, by the way.
From Scrantonicity.
Yeah, that's it. All right, here we go. It's the dumbest 911 calls. We got 10 of them, but I don't do that, so we'll do 7. The woman who called 911 because McDonald's didn't have McNuggets. The wife who called 911 to make her husband stop watching the television show that he had chosen to watch. Huh? The 4-year-old boy who called 911 because he couldn't solve a math problem.
Oh, but that's cute. That's different.
I guess. Hope he got help. The woman who called 911 in China.
Wait, who's making a 4-year-old do math problems?
I don't know.
Anyway, okay, so
maybe
China.
A really smart kid. Woman who called 911 in China after her boyfriend refused to warm her cold feet. The woman who called 911 over lack of shrimp in her fried rice.
What?
The Beaverton, Oregon man who called 911 because he was turned away at a nightclub. And a Sarasota, Florida man who was chased by police and called 911 to try to get them to believe an armed robbery was taking place several blocks away. No, wait, look over there.
Wow.
No, wait, look over there. And we talked yesterday about this, that they were going to do a movie about Fred Rogers coming to the big screen. So who could possibly fill the shoes of the legendary
Or the loafers, shall
right.
we say.
People magazine did a poll. One guy who got a lot of votes was the aforementioned Steve Carell. He had 25% of the people. 1% believe that Ty Burrell should do that. I don't know who that is. Also back there was Tobey Maguire. He had 8%.
No.
Jimmy Fallon had 7%.
Perhaps.
Seth Meyers had 4%. Number one with 32%, and I think it's a pretty good choice, Matthew Broderick.
Oh,
he's
a little cutie.
I could probably see that. Yeah, he could probably.
He has that kind of gentle spirit.
Yep, exactly. He might be a good fit. Anyway, we'll see. We're 2 days into this whole thing, so.
You're right.
Yeah, that's it.
It's speculation at best.
Darwin swung and just missed in Texas on Saturday when police say a 19-year-old man made a bomb with which he planned to, quote, blow up turtles. Instead, as he carried it in his pocket on the way down to the bayou with a friend, he lit a cigar, and the ashes ignited the bomb that fell near his pocket. It exploded, injured his hand, lower extremities, and face. No charges filed. So close.
You can't fix stupid.
Oh, and I should have talked to Leah about this. A North Texas pet charity is offering food stamps for pets to unemployed people who are on food stamps but can't afford to feed their dogs
or
cats.
I've seen that.
Really?
Yeah. There's several places that do that.
I got to process that. I'm not exactly sure how I feel about it.
There was a thing in I want to say maybe it was San Francisco that I think started that.
My knee-jerk reaction is if you can't feed yourself, what are you doing with an animal? But I also understand that animals can be caregivers for you as well. Mm-hmm. So.
And the animal didn't really have a choice. Is this person going to be responsible that's choosing me?
Presume, I don't know. You know, if you don't carry it around if you don't hang it on a leash, then maybe it could get away and go fend for itself. But anyway, that's what they're doing in North Texas.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We are the largest buyers of gold and silver in the Brazos Valley because we pay the most for your precious metals, gemstones, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. Many have shopped around but come back to us because we simply pay more. Come see for yourself with the no-obligation price quote. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HillcoSupply.com.
Come on now. Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HillcoSupply.com.
Did you know you can take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini master class at Blinn College. The May mini master runs May 13th through the 29th. You can take an online class and still go home for summer break, take a class you've been needing for your transcript, or take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at GalleriaDaySpa.com. Gift certificates available.
10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the media post blog, Engage. Moms asked more than 1,300, they asked more than 1,300 moms for their thoughts on taking a night off and Mother's Day in general. Here's the findings.
Playing hooky?
82% believe they deserve a night off. However, the greatest challenges are money and finding childcare. When moms do take a night off, they worry most about their spouse not putting the kids to bed on time. Yep, some even report that dad may fall asleep on the couch and not put the kids to bed at all. Then all hell breaks loose.
Yes.
They'll be in there trying to make blueberry pancakes at 9 at night.
Have chocolate cake for breakfast.
That's something like that. The majority reports having a night out with friends only twice a year, while their spouse or partner averages one night a month. Over half would elect to have dinner and drinks at their favorite restaurant on their night off, followed by a chick flick. Overwhelmingly, moms wear black when they go out for mom's night. However, they elect jeans over a dress and heels. 76% of moms prefer to take their hair out of the ponytail and wear it down. Yes, you were snorting in there.
I find it funny that they're wearing black.
Yeah.
If they're in mourning.
That's it. 39% would be willing to give up their favorite snack for 1 year in order to have a night out with friends once a week. Really? 29% feel guilty while they're out. The service moms most like to receive to escape from their daily routine would be a massage, 47%, followed by a mani-pedi at 38%. And when they ask moms who they would like to be out celebrating with their girlfriends along with, number one pick was Ryan Gosling.
Well, there's a shocker.
Followed by Ryan Reynolds.
Another shocker.
I don't know who they are, but I know their names. And did you see the story about Al Gore? Al Gore.
So what's the manatee doing now?
Well, he has slowly amassed a personal fortune that pretty much rivals Mitt Romney. According to the story yesterday, Bloomberg has put together, along with New York Magazine, a look at his financial portfolio. In the Bloomberg piece, tracked Gore from having a net worth of roughly $1.7 million in 1999, a year in which he notes that he sold $6,000 worth of cows, to making $100 million in January of this year. Okay? From $1.7 to $100 million in January alone.
Well, he sold the network.
No. The 65-year-old Gore then doubled his net worth and sold his stake in Current TV to Al Jazeera. And he made around $70 million on that sale. Whew. 2 weeks later, he sold $30 million in Apple stock options he'd been sitting on. He got it while he's on the board, paid $750 for it, sold it for $450. That's not too bad, is it?
Not a bad ROI.
He makes $175,000 for each event that he speaks at. He's still on the board of directors of things. And by the way, this has nothing to do with the money that he made from his books or The Inconvenient Truth. Al Gore, now worth $200 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2013-2014 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 9th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2013-2014 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services. Moving forward for you.
Norman G. Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Norman G. Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Every Tuesday at Aggie Baseball till the end of May will be Baseball Bingo. Come early, get a bingo card, and have a chance to win team jerseys, tailgating chairs, coffee tumblers, and much more. Only a few Tuesday games left, so you don't want to miss out. All games start at 6:35. March 26th, UTA. April the 2nd, UTSA. April the 9th, Sam Houston. April 30th, Grambling State. And May the 14th, UT Pan American. Tickets to these games can be purchased by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE or logging on to AggieAthletics.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and of course, being the thoughtful son, it got me thinking, the best gift my mother gave me is probably the gift of reading. So the best gift I could give her just may be the same thing. And at Half Price Books, wow, they have a world of Mother's Day gift surprises. Great books on any subject or hobby your mother loves, her favorite music and movies, and almost everything's half price or less. And the folks at Half Price Books think the world of you and your mom. So if you decide to get her a $25 gift card and send her on her own treasure hunt, they'll give you a free $5 bonus card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in June. So wow your mom at Half Price Books this Mother's Day by giving her the world and get something free for yourself. Hey, mom raised you to be smart and thoughtful. What'll you find for your mom at Half Price Books? On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. To find out more about the store nearest you, go to halfpricebooks.com.
About 3 till, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. We're always giving you helpful apps today. Creepy apps. That's right, creepy apps. Girls Around Me. The name of the now-dead app, oh, that's good, says it all. Using information from Foursquare and Facebook check-ins, Girls Around Me plotted to let you know who all the ladies were who were around you.
Goo.
On the rebound and breakup notifier, you know that Facebook hottie that you've had an eye on? Well, he or she is in a relationship. But if you want to be notified the very instant that that once-forbidden apple can be available to your eye, sign up for the relationship status update with one of these apps. Yeah, I know. Yeah, creepy. Creepy, that one. Yep.
Did you say that apple? Did you make that up about the apple available to your eye, or is that in the? Is that the
what
article?
Well, yeah, why not? Apple of your eye. Oh, sorry. Hi there. Hi. Yeah. Forgot to turn the sports room on, and Kevin's going, wait, I know. Yeah. Creepy. No beating around the bush here, although it's a desktop app and not a mobile app. This one creeps onto the list because it knows exactly what it's doing. Creepy tracks social network feeds tagged with location information, then helpfully plots the digital breadcrumbs out onto a map for you to follow.
Okay, that is creepy.
It is. That
sounds
just
like burglars.
Recognizer. A facial recognition is a great tool in the hands of professionals, but in the hands of your everyday creep, it's downright dangerous.
Mm.
With Recognizer, spelled without the second E, You could snap a photo of a stranger from across the room, load it to an app to discover their identity and link to their social profiles.
That is very, very creepy.
Man.
No, thank you.
That's like, you know, people who kidnap Amanda Berry and stuff like that.
Strange
That's just creepy,
deal.
creepy.
Yeah, strange deal. All right. Okay, never mind. It's the internet. Just remember. Did you hear about the Texas baseball player who filled a cup for a friend?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, to pass a drug test. Plot was unveiled when the it came back positive for Adderall. The guy's name is Corey Knebel. Knebel, maybe? I don't know. It's more good news for the Texas baseball program. So hook 'em horns. All right, here we go on this date in history. 1952, the concept for the integrated circuit, the basis for all our modern computers, was published by a guy named Jeffrey W.A. Dummer.
That's right. Dummer?
That's his name. Jeffrey Dummer. 1991, a bandit tried to hold up a Jacksonville, Florida supermarket wearing a paper bag over his head. Eye holes cut out so he could see.
Well, that's good. At least he didn't forget that part.
Yeah, but he moved around and the bag shifted and he couldn't see. Went up to adjust the bag. It tore, exposing his face.
Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah. Checker recognized him as a regular customer.
Oh.
And in 2003, a man wanted for trafficking and possession of cocaine arrested when his parole officer spotted him kissing his girlfriend